Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Bell.
Jillian Bell.
Welcome to the show.
I'm the mayor of Dumbtown.
Yes.
You are. Today, mayor-elect.
Dumb People Town is a town that we all traverse in all the time. Mm-hmm. First of all,
you don't need a passport.
We do. You definitely don't need a passport.
We've all spent a little time there.
You don't need to be vaccinated.
No, you don't need to be vaccinated.
Nothing.
For sure.
Nothing. For anything.
No.
For measles.
Everybody's got tests. No.
Everyone's got measles.
Everyone screams and sings in each other's mouths.
That's right.
For a few people have the mumps.
Right.
Everyone's on Facebook.
Dude, you got to watch out for them.
And napkins are plates.
Napkins are always plates in Dumb People Town.
Napkins are plates, and we all have relatives who live there right
so
now.
So let me tell you how this works. Our awesome fans send us stories that they find, and they're out there. They're like our dumb ears on the ground, okay? Dumb boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they find us stories, and they send them to Dan. It's the easiest thing to do. All you got to do is tweet at Dan of Vankirk, hashtag Dumb People Town.
That's
and
how
then
I find it. That's how I know it's for me.
Okay, so let's.
And that's how he knows who sent it in first.
Let's
a lot of times
and I do
the same
very
story
little work just grabbing three dumb stories and then we get to
the rest of us do. We each have a steering wheel. We can all drive the
car. Yeah, if any of these remind you of anything, someone from your own life, someone you wish you were,
I'm
someone
sure
you hope you never are.
If you want to become one of the characters, you can. That's how we do it.
You're in control. You're the mayor.
I am.
Okay.
It's right, my town.
It is jump in.
Here we
it's
go.
Your time.
You want to do one?
Let's do one.
Sent in by Jay Melville.
Oh, I love him.
I do too.
God, I love him.
At Quack 79. Jay is
a
new townie, I think. I've never gotten a story from Jay.
Yeah.
There we go. I love this story.
Okay.
Because we've worked with you on a character who played by her own roles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is a story about a woman who does that.
I love her too.
She's
already
liberating. Liberating.
Dan, is this feminism? Are
woman,
we really at the core of
here's
feminism?
The headline. Woman on tractor arrested after joining the Rockwall 4th of July parade without permission. Live your dream.
So I will
she's
say this.
A runner. She's a track star.
Have you ever
she's a parade star.
Have you ever driven a tractor before?
No, I have not.
Nor
have
you
either of you? I have.
No, have you?
Yes.
So my question for you, Dan, is when you
well,
are on
a real one, if you're in like a combine, like a real, real tractor, the technology is amazing.
So
if you're on just like an old school,
old
big
school
wheel tractor,
that's what
yes,
I think.
Yes,
when
yeah,
you're
I
on a tractor, Dan, and because you've driven one, do you feel more powerful than if you're driving a regular car?
Really?
So
you also feel like I could do something. Like I can,
join
like, I can work the land, which you know I grew up working on farms and stuff. But you feel like we're gonna. What do you want
to
do
I,
today?
I'd like to imagine that this woman took one of the old school tractors.
Old school.
It's not new. Oh, it's not up to date.
I have
you
photos.
Can't plug
I
in
have
an
photos.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Is it old school?
It is old school.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So like she took like a Jeff Deere,
and she
and you know at some point at some point that day, not at the parade location, but at some point she said that day. Tell me I can't be in a parade.
That's right.
Oh.
And no one was around to hear it except her
she
when
said
she said
it to
you
herself.
Know she was whispering. She goes, I go left.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's there.
We know
the crops.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I go right. Mm-hmm. I heard they're throwing a parade
that's
today.
Right. I'll right. take the road right. less traveled in this tractor.
I filled out the form.
Or she didn't. Or she just stumbled upon a parade.
Right.
She's driving a tractor
right.
around and is like, let me join this up
right.
to this.
Like the happy drunk guy from the bar that wanders into the wedding reception.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, who? A wedding? And you're like, yeah, who are you with? I'm with everybody.
Whose side are you on? Whoever's winning. Right. You know, bride
I
or groom.
Let that guy stay at a wedding reception. Like, he feels all right. I like this
if
guy's fine.
If someone walks into a reception and says, a wedding?
Yeah.
Get him out.
No.
Get him out.
Because you know what the next thing they're going to say is, come on, let's go to the bar. I'm buying. You're like, it's open, you son of a bitch.
I just remembered I crashed a wedding once.
Yes.
When?
It was in Vallejo, California.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I was shooting a movie out there. Uh-huh. I had a very small part in The Master, which is a P.T. Anderson movie.
Oh, yeah.
And
amazing.
Jesse Plemons was in it with me. Great actor.
Amazing.
And the two of us noticed that in our hotel, in our really, like, It's a really shitty hotel. Right. You can say shitty in hotel,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. You can say the word hotel.
Yes. On your podcast. We're more of a motel, but it's fine.
Yeah. We'll allow it. We'll allow it.
And we noticed it was like
a wedding going on.
God bless Michael and Beverly. And we were like, we're going in. Yes. And we went in and I remember I got a chicken and pineapple skewer.
No, yes, come on.
Yes.
Now, did you go as a couple? Did you say we're
I
here together?
I think we did. But
did you get recognized?
That helps
no,
sell it.
Because it was like the first that I literally had done probably the first season of Workaholics and then I did this. Okay. So,
but he had already done Friday Night Lights.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait,
and
you,
I feel like that
you know
would play
crazy?
Big on
I bet they would have known
but
that.
But he also, he looked very different from Landry. Like, he didn't look like a young kid anymore.
Yeah,
by
he
the
didn't
master.
Look like a young kid. I mean, he still looked young, but he
right.
It wasn't like, that's Landry. I mean, I don't know.
I don't
maybe.
Know.
Probably somebody.
Had you done the
doing.
Show we did with you, Partners, on CBS?
No.
So you hadn't done that?
That gem hadn't happened yet.
Yeah. That was super fun to do with you.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that you crashed the wedding.
Did you guys like doing that show?
We had a blast doing it because they just let us do it.
I love the creators so much, Max and David.
Oh my God.
They're amazing. But I don't think I'll ever do a multicam again.
Well, I mean, there are all the issues with that. Yes.
Yeah.
Times a million. Yes.
But you crashed your wedding.
I crashed
a pineapple chicken skewer.
And not on a tractor.
I'm sure I had a drink. I'm sure I had a drink. And I kept saying like something like I know Betty. Like everybody has a Betty.
When I was in Austin, I crashed the Bachelors of Austin debutante ball.
No, you didn't.
Yes. And I had black jeans and I had a black jacket and it was black tie.
Oh.
And so I kind of like lorded around it a little bit. I got back and my show was done. It was we just did an early.
Where were you at the Driscoll?
No, this was at the Omni right in downtown.
Uh-huh.
And I had watched them earlier today. They had to do the whole debutante bow. And this used to be a thing where people would present their daughters to the Bachelors in Austin and hope one of them picked
them
for marriage.
This is them.
It goes back that far and they're still doing the form of it.
Can I be honest?
I would do that now.
So I like kind of hang around the area and it's very open ended as to where people can come in. And I kind of, and then I get all the way up to the bar and I lean in and I'm like, the bartender goes, you want something? I go, yeah, I guess. Just give me like a Jack and Coke. And then the person next to me goes, dress down. And he's and I go, I know, but it's my sister's thing. Like I told my parents I'd be here for 10 minutes.
Damn.
They said black tie, and I said I'll wear black. That's as far as I'm going. And the dude was like, I feel you, man. I wish I didn't have to wear anything either.
God.
And then after that, that was my anchor, that guy.
Yeah.
So now I know him. Then I met other people, and the rest of the night, I ended up on stage with the band.
No, you did.
I swear
what?
To
you did not.
God,
Dan.
I swear. Hand
Dan, did
to
you
God.
Do your bartender trick?
Which one?
Give him $40.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you're just,
and then he'll take care of
for the
rest of the night.
Yeah. I ended up, one of the Bachelors
at
of Austin.
At a non-cash bar. Give him $40
gave me,
and take care
gave
of
me his sash to wear. So now I'm wearing one of the sashes.
Dan, you probably brought one of them out of the closet.
So I'm with you. And it was magical. Oh, it was mad. I mean,
like
horrible, disgusting, like patriarchy
movie, there's
shit.
There's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on.
You're like, I got to do this.
Yeah.
You're like Joaquin Phoenix is in his motel room just preparing
getting into
so
character.
Hard.
Yeah. Getting into character and we're crashing a wedding.
And we're crashing a wedding. Like, I know Betty.
Yeah, that's right. I know Betty. It's
it.
Fun.
Getting chicken skewers.
By the way, you're preparing for your role in a different way.
Thank you. A different role. Not the same movie.
It's a future movie that you will get hired for.
That's
it
right.
may not have happened yet.
Well, here's what happened at the parade.
Yes.
A woman was arrested while driving a tractor Saturday
That's
after police said, this is in Rockwall, Texas.
She let him on a low speed.
Police said she refused to cooperate with officers. I would also say life.
Ma'am, pull over the tractor. Ma'am, pull it over, ma'am.
That's
I'm
the
not
wrong way.
Doing
ma'am. You are still behind
I'm
the float.
Doing
you
need
no, to, you're behind the thing. You need
pull
to pull
it,
off the route, ma'am.
Give me a good direction of where to go.
Go
and
right.
To
go
do.
Right.
Go
but
right.
Well, I ain't going right today. Not today, I'm not.
I'll go wrong.
I'll go wrong, but I won't go right.
She refused to cooperate with officers and parade officials. Somebody named Deb. Someone named Deb. You know it's somebody named Deb.
I am writing a movie about parade officials as of now.
So someone with a scepter.
Yeah.
Here's what I love.
Was like, ma'am, get her out of here.
Here's what I love. They say she refused to cooperate with officers and parade officials by joining the Rockwall 4th of July parade. Not by attempting to join. She did
she
join.
Joined. She was
joined.
Successful.
She joined. She's like, I brought all these goddamn candies, and I'm throwing them out.
By the way, like, it should be open to all, right?
Why
like,
not?
Yeah.
What's another tractor in the parade?
Would people who were watching that parade, and God help you if you're like, what are we doing today? We're going to go watch the Rockwall parade,
okay?
for those people, like, if they saw a woman in a tractor, would they be like, this is crazy?
This ruined my parade.
Right. Now, no, Rose Bowl, I get it. You got to be, your float has to go with everybody else's. But
although you're watching the Rose Bowl parade, people have these things decked out. They've spent months figuring out. And then there's just this woman in a tractor, just confidently moving along.
But to me, I'm like, she knows who she is.
This happened at about 11:30 a.m. when police were called about, ready for her name? It's perfect.
Oh.
This
is
what
you put. Oh, I'm so
excited. This is what you would type into Final Draft.
Okay.
Lori Bostick. Lori Bostick was causing a disturbance while driving a tractor in the Rockwell 4th of July parade staging area near Utley Middle School.
Lori Bostick has been causing a disturbance her entire life.
Right.
Tell me when she was.
How many people have said, is Lori coming to the party?
I'm not coming if Lori's coming.
Right. Yeah.
Someone has to tell her two drinks. Someone has to tell her two.
Who's going
to
drive her home?
Who's going to drive her home?
Okay, everybody else gets there. Before we start the party, I need to know who's on Lori. Who's on Lori tonight? Because I was
on
Lori last night.
No. Yeah.
No, who's on Lori duty?
Oh, right. God. Lori Bostick was not allowed to partake in the parade route, but police said she refused to cooperate with parade officials and officers and decided to join the parade anyways.
That's right.
It's her day. Parade.
Yep.
It's her day. It's her day.
It's her day.
Like, we don't, to me, there are so many times when we curb ourselves and saying, I'm not good enough. Yeah. I'm not worthy.
Yeah. Right.
This woman is not just saying, I'm worthy in life. She's like, I'm worthy to join a parade.
And I'm going to tell you something, every small town, there will come a point, maybe you're new, maybe you got a lot of heritage, but there will be a year or there will come a time when someone will look at someone else, one of your parade officials, and go, why aren't more people joining the parade?
That's
we need more people in the parade. Don't turn this away while you have it.
In a time of apathy, this is someone who wants to be involved.
Be a part of
I want to know so many facts about the parade.
Right.
How many people were in the parade officially?
What's it called, Dan?
Where she joined
it. The Rockwall. Is it like rock climbing?
I'm going to tell you in the picture that I'm about to show you, the amount of people I see watching the parade is five. I'm not joking.
Wait, so, and she was arrested.
Police said she was driving dangerously and refused orders from officers.
Well, Dan, that's what it is.
They tried to pull her over. She refused to stop while driving the tractor. The picture I'm about to show you, there is a cop running alongside this old ass tractor. There is a cop up by the wheel. Seems like he's trying to pull out plugs to just get it to stop.
Do we see Lori?
Yes.
Oh.
Here you go. We'll let you get a gander first.
Is it play rock?
Look at her.
Wait, tell me. There are cars parked, but there's only one car that's participating and watching that has the five people.
Right.
They all have flags, mini flags.
Yes.
And she looks like she's shifting gears or something. She's trying to, she's going
trying to get it into third.
There's live.
Look at this.
By the way, the tractor is smaller than a car.
The tractor looks like a character in Cars. It looks like Tater. Doesn't it?
Mater,
whatever.
The police officer is not even running that hard. You can tell.
It's a trot.
Not even.
It's not a trot.
Breaking a sweat.
Ma'am, I will trot along you.
It's a low-grade job.
That's right.
The great thing is, what if he just keeps trotting? She stays in, and people are like, oh, look at, she's got the cops. She's got a police escort.
I love that she's not barefoot. She's wearing the whitest sneakers you've ever seen.
And you know she has just a tube of Tootsie Rolls, and that she is whipping these.
She's trying to take someone's eye out.
They've been in her house for 18 years. So they're hard as rocks.
Hard as
rocks. Calcified.
Yeah,
she's calcified. Concussing people.
They're white if you open them.
Officers forced her from the road, where she then drove into a fence.
Of course.
I'll park it over here. And
her tractor was then disabled.
Oh, God.
Bostick.
Don't you feel like she said the whole time, no one said anything to prompt her to say this, but she just continued to say, make me.
Make me.
And they're like, what? We're
make
not saying anything. Make
ma'am?
What?
Make you what?
Make me. Make me.
Ma'am?
Right.
Ma'am?
Hey. Right. Hey. And every once in a while, to herself, I promised her. And you don't even know.
I promised her. Make me.
What?
Who is her?
Who is her? I made a promise. Bostick was taken into custody and now faces charges of evading arrest, interference with a processional. I didn't even know that was a charge.
Dude, that is a charge.
Disorderly.
Interference with a processional. What are you in for? Manslaughter. What are you? I interrupted a processional.
Right. Disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, and aggravated wanting to have a great fucking time.
Oh, Dan, you added that.
Of course I did.
If I was going to be arrested for anything.
Right. Interference.
And I haven't been.
No, but interfering for the professional.
Honestly, more than that, Criminal Mischief.
Criminal Mischief.
We love
is
good
like
one.
Mischief.
Yeah. It's like fun.
I had fun.
What
I
did
got
you
into
get
a
into?
Little.
Kind of a little Criminal Mischief.
Criminal Mischief.
I'm going to ask you guys before I give you a close-up photo.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, by the way, sometimes this does not happen.
Close-up photo is sometimes can be deceiving.
Okay. Right.
So just know that.
How old is Lori Bostick?
Oh, okay. Lori?
Shit.
You are a guest. You can go first, Tig, or third. Tig would be
second.
I think
Lori's 58.
58
years old.
I like that. I like what you're thinking. 58 used to sound so old, it doesn't anymore. I'm gonna say she's 44.
44.
I think she's 32.
32.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's 32, but she's lived a. I mean, she
hard,
looks
hard.
Get your answers in, townies.
Looks 48.
Get your Bostick feelers out, because Lori Bostick is 61 years old.
Oh my God.
Way to go.
So on it.
You guys, I almost said 62 as well. Oh my God.
I just showed. I just
wait
showed
a minute.
Julie.
Can I just described to everyone
think
this
that's
close
her,
up?
I think she wanted to be a clown for the
I
parade.
I think that she. This was her way of making herself a clown. I think she stopped by someone selling Icy's on the street.
Yeah.
Doused her hair.
Yeah, it does look like a Kool-Aid.
And then
dye.
She punched her own nose and went pay ho, and then got on the road.
Okay, oh, yeah. Let's
now
see
I want
then.
You guys to look,
I gotta
at this.
Look at this. Oh my God!
I think she thought that the blood on her nose was going to gather.
Right?
Should I put
at the tip?
Yeah.
Should I put some eyeshadow on? You got enough on.
Castaway. She Wilsoned herself.
Oh, she Wilsoned herself.
She scratched. This is the woman
but
who's like, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell and I'm taking everything.
And someone's like, oh, are you a fan of Network? She's like, never seen it. Don't know what you're talking
what
about.
You saying?
Which network?
Which network? ABC?
Fox
Love
News?
Love their Thursday night lineup.
CMT? Got it.
Got it.
Oh, my
logo?
Wow. That's it. Okay. Don't know it. Is that it, Dan?
That's it. My
oh my God, that's Lori a hell Bostick. Of a first story.
That
out of the
happy.
Gates. Out of the gates. So much there. She's a wonderful character. Stealing a tractor and just joining a parade. That's got to wind up being a storyline or something.
Sure.
We love
for
it.
For sure.
All right, Jillian Bell's with us. We're gonna find out what else she's got going on and let you know some of the things we have going on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Before we get into what Jillian's doing and how you can watch her and support her, this is dropping on the 24th of August.
That's right.
So Daniel, where will you be that people can catch you live?
You can still catch me on this run of my tour, the Together Again Tour. Get your tickets at danielvankirk.com. On this run, I have left Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Love it.
So get your tickets there. They will sell out, so I would rather
Dan,
people
when
who
you're
are
in Cleveland, go to the larder.
Dude, I'm just eating at Hilarities. That
Ohio
food's so
City.
Good.
I know, but you still got to go to the larger.
Yeah, so I can't wait. And then in September, High Plains Comedy Festival, and then I go straight into New York, Buffalo, Albany, Philly, Worcester, Boston, Pittsburgh.
You should
and
do
I
some
pop
dates,
over
Dan.
The country and do Worcester. Seattle and Portland. Vax up, mask up, and
we're
going
to do our best to get you back here, Dan, before that. But go ahead, Jay. We have a Patreon, Sklar Brothers Patreon, where we're doing for the first time in 15 years new episodes of our old show, Cheap Seats.
The best.
It is so much fun. We did a slap fight up in Branson, Missouri. Mm-hmm. We did high dive competition from 1983. It's basically we watch the footage and make jokes over it, and it is like
so
Mystery
great.
Science
so
Theater
fun.
3000. It's so much fun. They're coming out really funny. Like, I will say that, like, we were nervous. We're like, without the full production team, can we pull off
but
what
you,
we,
you're
the
heart.
Essence, the
you're
essence
the heart.
Of what
show
we do.
Is you're the
show.
Heart the brain.
But
you got
we are
the show.
You're
the heart and the brain.
You made it work.
I'm very proud of it.
Light
I'm super,
camera.
Super so patreon.com/Sklar Brothers. And we have some dates coming up. We'll be doing some live shows. Not a ton, but some. We'll be at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin September 23rd through the 26th, and then Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase the 22nd and 23rd of October, and then in December in Phoenix, and then in the new year in February, we're making that DC date up.
Nice.
So good stuff all around. We'll put that on our website. Jillian, what can people watch you in, catch you in, see you
follow
doing?
Follow you.
Yes.
September 1st, I'll be live in my backyard going swimming
yeah.
with my sister.
That is sold out already.
And then,
I've met your sister. I love your sister.
She's the best.
So
she
cool.
is the best.
And then the 12th, I'll probably go to Granville on Ventura
nice.
And
so I like
get
these.
A skirt steak.
There you
I'm
go.
With you on that. I'm so
wait,
with Isn't that a vegetarian restaurant?
No, it's not. Granville's I always get Granville's meat there. Great.
Oh, nice.
Perfect.
I can confirm.
That's right. So, no, you were shooting a, you were night shooting a movie. You're allowed to talk about what it was when we did a little voice on our animated thing.
Oh, what was the
You
night
were shooting
shoot?
Some night shoots. You were like, oh, my God, I got to do all these night shoots. Are you allowed to talk about it?
Oh, wait. Well, yeah, because that's already out. I was doing Home Goods spots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, my God.
I did a little campaign with Home Goods where I love take it. Over Home Goods and live in it.
Fantastic.
That's great. Yeah,
so that was fun.
The night shoot is always crazy.
Can I also say,
crazy.
I saw you, I'm getting through the movie. This is what happens when you have kids and you fall asleep as you're watching movies, but it was great
I know
so
which
far.
Movie you're talking about.
The Sword movie, the Mark Maron
Sword
of Trust. You're so good in that.
Thank you.
Michaela Watkins and you
that,
and Mark Maron, and Dan Bacchetal. All. I mean, come on.
John Bass. Oh, my gosh.
Toby
Huss. He's insane.
I love
that
movie.
Man
for
is
so
amazing.
Long. Oh, and I love that movie. You know why I love that movie? Because it was, for me, like, a pure like 90s indie film.
Yeah.
Reminded me on level of like Walking and Talking and like movies like that, that for me just, I don't know, it just was like, I wish I was saw this movie at the Angelica Theater in New York
City. And it was Lynn Shelton.
It was Lynn Shelton, who's incredible. And it's funny because when it came to me, I was sort of a doof because I didn't know Lynn Shelton movies, and Michaela Watkins called me and was like, so here's the deal. Mm-hmm. When Lynn Shelton wants to you to be in a movie,
you do it. Yeah.
And then you have the best time of your life,
right.
And you fall madly in love with her, and then you watch all of her projects. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing that, and I was like, this woman is a genius, and I'm so glad I got to be involved in it.
It's really good. It's on Netflix right now. You can see it there, I guess.
I think it is
I saw it on a plane, and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Please,
watch it on a plane maybe Netflix if
it's on it. Everything you do is wonderful, which is why we like scraped and scratched to get you to be a part of our Dumb People Town animatic.
You guys,
you
were
amazing.
It was for real one of the best jobs. It was so much fun. I can't wait for it to be picked up for 80
seasons.
We're
hoping.
Seasons.
Oh my God, it would
Let's
be great
forever.
Because to me,
it'll be easy for you to do. You can do it alongside all the other things you're doing, and you're hilarious.
Oh, you
like
you.
Ridiculous.
Thanks.
So thank good. You. All right, should we jump
into a second story?
Let's do it.
Sent in by Carlene McDermott at SheBeCarlene.
She sends a lot of stories in. She's amazing.
Here
we know her
ready?
Handle.
Headline is this: woman deliberately runs red lights in ex-boyfriend's car.
That's cool.
That's a statement. That is a statement.
Yeah.
Like, bust this
it's
guy.
It's short, but it's fun.
So she got broken up with.
An angry woman was arrested in the Zhejiang province in eastern China after she deliberately ran red lights in her ex-boyfriend's car, according to local media. Can I borrow your car for 1 second? I just need to get some of my stuff out of the place and take it to my new place. I just need to borrow your car. Can I borrow your car for a second?
It's
so funny.
It's such a specific burn.
So specific. And it's a delayed. Because it's going to be a while.
Yeah, till he finds out.
Yes.
Isn't it so weird?
And then he'll contest and he'll be like, sir, you ran these lights. He's like, I don't even know because he'll have forgotten the day.
Yes.
She's going to be like, can I borrow your hat? Can I borrow your hat? You're like, why do you want my hat? You've never
worn
my hat.
Can I borrow
your
hat? Can you cut my hair? Can I borrow your hat?
You don't need that
can
shirt.
You cut my hair?
You don't need that shirt. Let me see that shirt.
Let me have the shirt.
Because cut to him be like, that is my shirt.
Like, but
that
you know is... when someone's mad when they're talking like real staccato. Can I have the hat?
Yeah.
Can I have the hat?
Can I? Just give it. Can I? Can I?
What's the problem? Give me the hat.
The higher you go, the more you're wondering if this should be happening.
Yeah.
Just give it.
Oh, no, it's a trap.
Just give it.
Leaving right now?
Where are the keys?
We're leaving right now.
No, give them.
You know what's funny is I just saw something online about a woman who so her ex-boyfriend put up posters all over the place. You guys might have heard of this, where it was a picture of Chewbacca, and it was like, call in and leave on the voicemail. It's a Chewbacca contest. So whoever sounds the most like Chewbacca. And he gave his ex-girlfriend's phone number. Oh. So now people are calling around the clock doing that. Like, she's like, and it's just her being like, this is the most immature person I've ever been with. And she's playing each one of them, and you're just crying laughing because it's so funny.
No one is doing it. It's a peaceful burn.
No.
Right. Nobody who's doing
it's
it is
so
like,
silly.
Burn this old woman who ruined my life.
But
and
also,
broke
she's
got
to get a new number.
She has to.
Forever. You know what's weird about this story is that
her number is 3356 C3PO.
There it is.
Mateo Lane was like, all we have is C3PO. He's okay. And the first, the.
You too.
It was such a funny bit.
Oh my God, they're so happy.
Said, so happy. And then he so said happy. R2-D2 was a little lesbian. The way always had tools.
Okay.
Good bit. It's so funny. All right. Anyway, here's the thing. My thing with this story, Dan, just let him go. Go watch it. Mateo Lane's bit about C-3PO being his only character that he could have as a gay man watching Star Wars. I pulled it together. All right.
Love Dan, it.
My thing is China. I don't know why I don't think of like frivolous boyfriend-girlfriend relationships in China. In my mind, they're just like, you're a child.
Everything's lined up.
You're a child, and now you're married.
Square it off.
So
lined
like,
up.
It this does, and I know I'm way off on that.
Yeah,
and that
of course.
But it, there is something, a part of me that's like,
it's
I love that this is, I know, I love that this is happening. Like, we don't get enough of these stories.
You're saying you don't hear a lot of petty things coming out
you
of China.
You don't hear, like, in China, the stories that
I would agree with that.
That make yeah. it here, yes, are not like, I'm getting back at my ex-boyfriend. Like,
right.
the, I,
this
need,
seems
I want
like
more
a,
of that.
No,
to come
it's
from
like,
there.
We've advanced technology
yeah. right.
to a level
right.
you'll never
this
get to.
Issue, or we now run all global. Banks.
Just running red lights.
Just to the get
woman,
him.
Identified only as Lou, asked a man called Chen to rent her former partner's Audi, the State Global Times reported.
Oh my God. So there's
she,
another step.
So she
to this.
Needs someone. So he's on Truo or whatever. Turo. He's on Turo or something like that with his
right,
car,
right.
right? Where you can, it's Airbnb in your car. And so he's renting out his car. And so she gets a guy named Chen to be like, I can't do it because he'll obviously know it's me.
You rent
I
the car.
I need you to rent
his
car.
This is hiring a hitman. This is hiring a hitman.
But then it's going to be under his name.
Under Chen's?
Under
yeah.
Chen's name.
But. If they're
for the date.
This is the reason, yes. Mm-hmm. But this is also the reason they got rid of.
I'm a detective.
You are.
Red light cameras here is it's unconstitutional because you ticket the person, not the car. But red light cameras ticket the car, not the person. And that's ridiculous because you can't ever, you don't know who was driving.
That's right.
That's like.
Your car gets stolen.
Well,
then.
Don't they have pictures? Isn't the camera like taking a picture of like you?
Who's
with,
standing?
Like,
I know. Crazy eyes,
sometimes
yes.
it's from behind. And then other times, yeah, they wouldn't be able to signify.
Oh.
And even if they did, you don't know for a fact. Like,
by the
that
way,
could
this
be
is a pretty
brother.
Dangerous
that
prank,
be...
too.
It
because
is,
you're running a red
yeah.
light. Unless
you
you're running
it
right as it's turning red.
Right.
Right.
Just running through a red light
right.
is like terrible.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So, Lou gets Chen to rent the car.
Mm-hmm.
Chen then handed the car to another man mm-hmm. called Zhu.
Wait.
Who, with Lou, used the car. I
this
know.
This is the best. Like a who's Got on.
Yeah, yeah.
Lou, is this Lou, the famous Lou's on first bit?
yes.
Lou's in first.
Who used the car in a 2-day marathon committing traffic offenses, the Global Times said.
I love this.
Zhu and Lou.
A 2-day
I'm
going to
ask you guys.
How many days? Two.
Zhu and Lou mm-hmm. ran how many red lights before they were finally stopped by police?
Red light.
How many red lights did
light,
they run before finally
light,
an actual cop was there to go, hey, you just ran a red light?
This does sound like a Dr. Seuss.
You can go first.
42.
Okay. 42 lights. Jay, what do you think? Like 160.
Okay.
Oh, I think they only did like 18.
18?
But still, that's a
I
lot.
I thought of 18 too.
Townies,
that's so weird.
Get your answers in. Zhu and Lou, the amount of red lights they ran before they were stopped up by a straight up cop, not just getting... red light camera tickets
no.
is 49.
Wow.
Whoa.
You are
right.
Fire
tonight. You're on it.
You guys, I am so intuitive.
You're the mayor.
You're
the
mayor.
I'm the mayor, so
town.
I kind of know.
You know your people.
I know these
you know
things.
Your constituents.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
49 is a lot. I was thinking 18 is a lot. 49
is
insane.
A lot.
49 is a lot.
That's insane.
49.
Sweet Jesus.
49.
I feel like I put 18 into your brain.
You did. You
said
sent
like
it through
18,
the microwave.
No?
Ghostbusters opening scene. The car belonged to someone known only as Queen.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Global Times, he had dated Lou before leaving her for another woman.
You don't do that to Lou. Mm-mm.
Following questioning
Tell
by police.
She put up a red light and guess what he did? Went
ran
right
through
it.
Following questioning.
Imagine if he had taken a tractor.
That's right.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Thank
then
you.
You go through the red light a lot slower. Yeah.
Following questioning by police, it was revealed that Lou had come up with the plan to rack up fines in a bid to spite her ex, the
Dude.
Newspaper said, to which
I
everyone
like
else
it.
Said, no shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Don't mess with Lou.
Pettiness. I like it.
Have you guys ever done anything mean to an ex lately?
To an ex?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
I don't. You know what? I have.
You have?
I got happy again.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
And that was a lie, too.
we'll be right
not
back.
Happy.
I once was in a I had it done to me. I was once in a relationship with another comic, and I was like, and this kind of really stopped that for me completely. But then we had a terrible breakup in that, you know.
You know about Jay?
Yeah. She pushed me away and I wound up hooking up with someone else. And, you know, it was like on New Year's Eve and she saw me like kissing someone else. I'm not proud of it, but I was like, to a point, I'm like, I got to get out of this.
That's
thing.
Also, you,
I was young.
You took advantage of circumstance without regard of someone else's feelings. You didn't like plot.
But I was just, I had to get out of it. So then we were like in this like industry showcase where we're like doing stand up in front of, and this is before like, this is like in mid 90s. And Jay and I do our set. We're there and this other person is there. And she got up and did like with the industry there, like did a whole bit that like wasn't funny about how I screwed her over. And I was like, oh my God, this is just so uncomfortable. This is insane.
I just picture her getting up on stage and she hasn't said a word and she goes, speaking of assholes.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It was that. Right. It was that. It was
and
literally
I was like,
that.
Wait, am I being looped into this?
Kind of.
I didn't do
anything.
The transitive property of me. Jay's like, way to go. I'm like, way to go.
Tell you a quick side story.
Yeah.
Jimmy O Yang, friend of the show, friend of ours.
Yeah. Love him.
He is in a big city. He gives an opportunity to a new Asian comic of Asian descent to a brand new kid and lets him do like a little spot, like open the show.
So
right?
Nice. Yeah.
So kid's so excited, and he goes out, and he starts doing Jimmy's material.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
And Jimmy's backstage
what do I do?
What is happening right now?
And there goes 10 minutes
so
of my show.
So then he comes back, right, and the feature or whatever is out there, and he goes, hey, man, those are my jokes. He's like, I know. And he's like, you can't do that.
He didn't realize that's what he was.
He also didn't know that you can't do all that. He's like, well, yeah, but you'll tell him funny too. And he's like, no, that's not. That's not how, like, and luckily he has enough to, like, he's fine.
But still,
but
that's
could
crazy.
You imagine the feeling of, like what? Like,
I was going to say that that kid got hired and the kid just called me an asshole.
That's so Wait, but Dan, that's insane. The reverse of that was done to us
the funniest way ever.
Todd?
Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey. Todd Glass.
He's done this a lot too.
This is
it's
like
so funny.
90.
So long ago. Todd Glass, great comedian.
He was headlining. We were featuring.
Ever.
We were new to featuring, and we were living in New York, and so we went out to Princeton, New Jersey, which felt like so far away, and we were doing these shows. Catch Rising Star was like in a hotel,
downstairs. So we go and we do our bit, and
one of the bits we do is about how we found a mouse in our apartment, and having like a mouse, I don't know if you know, is like living with
such
the worst roommate ever. And so then we just start talking about how he's like a horrible roommate and how he's like
just like a,
leaving food over. Yeah,
like,
just like
ate all the chips, but like didn't put the chip clip on it.
Left one.
Like, what a dick.
And like, so it just becomes all this.
Now he like won't stop talking about that time he spent down in Atlanta.
We're like, why?
No one cares
about
that you were down in Atlanta. Like, we're like, hey, we're going to go out and get some Italian food. Oh, yeah, that reminds me when I was at the grill.
Is like, sounds like it could be anywhere.
All right, you too. Get to it.
So the dumbest bit. So then Todd comes out, top of his set, and he starts doing
verbatim
our bit,
the mouse bit,
and two silence, and the crowd is like, he plays it. It's such a very real acting job, and he's like, what? And he's like, whoa. He keeps going. He's like, this normally kills. I don't know what's going on. And he keeps doing it.
So did the Sklars do my fucking mouse bit?
They stole
my
bit. They've been watching me all week.
And they stole,
and they stole
my mouse
bit.
And the crowd is loving it. Like
going
nuts.
Crazy.
Because they know that he was fucking
hysterical.
And he just keeps,
sorry.
And the more wilder he gets, wilder.
All right, last thing here. Zoo, Lou's accomplice. Was reportedly promised a date with Lou if he joined the four-wheel revenge plot.
I would say it's got to be dinner.
Right.
It can't just be drinks. Right.
And if you me over, this is going to happen to you
also,
down the road.
I would say, Zoo, you just spent 2 days with her.
I know.
Breaking the law. You guys are trauma bonded.
Yes.
Trauma bonded?
Yes.
Is that a new thing?
No,
trauma
that's a
bonded?
Very old thing.
That's an old bond.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
All right, that's story number
there
two,
there
goes
story
friends.
Two. Give us a little taste of what we're going to see you in
date.
Segment.
I
know.
Still love it. I know. Sorry.
A guy wants his drugs.
Okay. Yeah. Guy wants his drugs. We're going to talk to Jillian for our Patreon fans. Ask her a question on the other side of the break. But a guy wants his drugs. I can't wait. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Donnie Face with a medical mask at Donnie Dexter 3.
Being safe.
It. Yeah.
I love it. Being safe.
D-O-N-I. Dexter 3.
Okay. Donnie.
Man, I'll read you the headline. Man charged, this is short but so dumb. Mm-hmm. Man charged after efforts to break into City Hall to get drugs back.
Yeah, well, they've got them.
Sure. Right. They have them.
Right.
You got to get them
so
back.
So how's he going to get them?
What's he going to do?
He's so offended that they're just going to go to waste.
Those are mine.
Right?
Those are mine.
They're just going to waste them. They already caught me with them. They already
charged me. What are you
going to
do with them?
Right.
He's now playing that logic game. What are you going to do with them?
Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. Lock Haven.
Lock Haven.
It's a haven for locks.
A Clinton County man was charged after police said they caught him as he attempted to break into City Hall in downtown Lock Haven. Mm-hmm. Officer said Lyric Matthew Wynn of Lock Haven. His name is Lyric.
Is this a man or a character from Willow?
Lyric Matthew Wynn, LMW.
I love his hotels.
Of Lock Haven. Told officers he, quote, wanted his drugs back. According to a report, officers previously confiscated his narcotics.
Want them back.
What is that conversation? Like, he has a he has one dumb idiot friend who's not as dumb as him, who's like, go get him.
Go get him.
Yeah, man.
You want him?
Wait. You know what we could do? We could just walk up, and we could just say,
I like what you're saying.
You got my drugs.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Just say that.
What are we going to do about it?
Right.
I'd like them back.
Just say that.
Dare them. If you dare a cop, they have to do it.
If you dare a cop,
dare them to give them back.
They have to do it.
It's part
of
the cop.
Have no choice.
It's part of the cop code.
You dare them. Dare them to give you your drugs back. Tell them you'll still.
I dare you to not give me my drugs.
I don't think you can go in the evidence room and get them.
I don't think you can do it.
Yeah.
Do you have a key? What, do you have a key to the evidence room?
Oh, big tough guy with a key. You gonna show me how that works?
What else is in there? Other drugs? What, are you going to bring them all out to show me?
Authorities said,
I bet you guys don't have anything in there.
I bet you can't throw them in my backpack.
You know
I bet you can't put one in my mouth and the other one in my nose at the same time. I bet you can't.
Because all I do is win. I'm going to do it.
I bet you can't strangle me while I'm doing Whoa, this just got a lot.
Wait a minute.
W-Y-N-N. I love that we're just skipping over that his first name is Lyric.
Lyric.
I know a Lyric.
Really?
Lyric Lewis.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Lyric. Lyric Matthew Wynn. I've never met one before. Wynn. What did he do? Oh, he damaged three electric card readers. That's going to piss off admin.
He damaged three electric card readers? Doing what?
I don't know.
Jamming it in?
He's like, by the way, I want to pay for something.
You have to wait for it.
I'll pay for the drugs. I'll pay for those.
I already tapped. I've tapped and I've chipped.
Sir, wait for the blue light to go on. Wait for the blue light to go on.
It won't let me.
That noise when the card is so mad at you that it's read your chip, too.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it.
Okay, we're pulling it out.
I get it.
I literally at that moment, like, just because I have kids that also, like, give me mental abuse on a daily basis, I'm like, okay, everybody stop yelling.
Everybody stop yelling.
Everybody relax.
We're done.
Three electric card readers and two doors as he attempted to gain entry into the building. Nothing was going to get between him and his drugs.
No.
I know I've alluded to it, but I think he did think, you caught me. I'll definitely do the charges, but why waste these drugs?
This is his January 6th. He's going into the government.
I just wish that there was a picture of him just swiping on a window, just trying every which way to get in.
Between two doors.
It's going to open. Yeah. I swear to God.
Dare it. Wynn was charged with first-degree felony criminal attempt, burglary, third-degree criminal mischief.
Yes.
There it goes.
Two second-degree misdemeanors of institutional vandalism and resisting arrest along with three summary offenses. They rang him up. Records show Wynn is being held at Clinton County Correctional Facility in lieu of a $125,000 monetary bail. He has a preliminary hearing scheduled for June 15th. So this is a while ago. Hopefully everything worked out.
I thought you were going to say $125, which I don't know why I thought that, but I was going to. I'm going to pay it.
Yeah. I'm going to pay it. Let's get him out.
If you give me the drugs, I can sell them to get the money for bail.
That's the movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. That's Wahlberg.
I'm going to ask you guys right now. We'll get out of here on this. We will end our time with our mayor.
How old is Lyric?
How old is Lyric Matthew Wynn? Do you want to still hold your first guess, or do you want to let them go?
You can go third.
Wherever
I'll go third.
Okay, Jake, go ahead. I want to say he's 12, but I know that's not true. I'm going to say 21.
Okay.
25.
Okay.
I'm going to say 19.
19. Okay.
That was my other one that was in my brain.
Okay.
She's putting it in her.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lyric. Matthew.
Wynn. To get us out of here on this. Get us out with a win.
Get us out with a win. For the win.
Yeah. Get your answers in, townies, because he is 20 years old.
Oh! Oh!
Price is Right rules go
okay,
to you.
Jillian Bell just Jillian crushing it all.
It's
right.
like a clean sweep of all the things.
I'm going to go get lottery tickets.
You better do it. You better do it.
Oh, you know Dumb People Town.
Jillian Bell is our favorite. I'm
Laurie
so happy.
Bostick.
Laurie Bostick. She's got to go join a goddamn parade.
I haven't quit smoking. You think I'm going to quit this goddamn parade?
There you go. Damn. That's the show. Guys, we love you so much. Jillian, we love you. Thank you for the show.
I love you guys. And everyone listening, I love every one of you.
Okay. Everyone. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.